What were you doing a half hour ago when you found out the unbelievable news that Bielema was leaving?
I was writing my preview for Wisconsin-Nebraska-Omaha basketball for tonight, which seems so not on the realm of importance anymore. What's more shocking, what happened on Saturday night in Indianapolis or this? I would say this without question because, you know, Brett Bielema is a guy that has criticized the SEC for years, the recruiting tactics. He said that his program, we don't want to be anything like the SEC in any way, shape, or form. He's never been involved in the SEC. He spent many, many years in the Big Ten, just a couple years in the Big 12 before returning to the Big Ten. He was handpicked as Barry Alvarez's successor. He has immense power up here in terms of his leverage, going to three straight Rose Bowls, of course, three straight Big Ten championships. He has talked glowingly since August on how the 2013 team could be his best team on paper. Shocking. That's the only word I can accurately describe this entire situation, this news breaking today.
I saw it, Wargo, literally as my intro music was playing, and I'm still trying to calm down and really, you know, settle myself, but I always looked at Bielema as a lifer. There was no sign that he was ever using this job as a stepping stone to something else. It makes me believe one of two things, and I'll get your thoughts on either of these, Wargle. Number one, the money was just too great to say no to. Or number two, Gus Johnson at the on the Big Ten championship broadcast was talking about a conversation he had with Barry and mentioned something to Barry, would you ever coach again? Barry didn't say anything, but Johnson said there was kind of a twinkle in his eye. I look at that as well, and maybe Barry knew, and maybe this is, you know, all set forth for Barry to come back down.
I can't see that. I really don't. Barry got out of the coaching game before the 2006 season because he was burned out. He literally could not handle the job of athletic director and head coach anymore. And without question, I think Barry can step in and coach. I don't think he has the passion to do recruiting anymore. I don't think that he really wants to juggle the roles of athletic director overseeing 20-plus programs and really the day-to-day operations on the most powerful sport on campus. I can't see that happening. But, of course, I didn't see Brett Bielema taking a step down and going to Arkansas either. So, but that would certainly be interesting. It'd certainly be a new twist, but I wouldn't put that very high on the probability scale.
What about the money side of things? I mean, we heard the rumors of what Arkansas threw at what Les Miles, and I'm sure that could have something as well.
Money talks, especially in the SEC. They always seem to have a lot of money in a lot of different areas. If that's the deal, if that's what he got, more power to him. But it'll be interesting to see what the fan base is here going into tomorrow morning when many people get off work and go on the message boards. And it'll be interesting to see what people are going to think about this move. I mean, Brett was 16-24 in seven seasons. That's very good. He's won three straight Big Ten championships. That's very good. He's lost two straight Rose Bowls. That's going to be interesting. How are people going to view Brett, who never really, to a lot of people, he never really fit in here. And, you know, he's obviously the Iowa tattoo, got a lot of play. It still kind of does at times. He never really was what, you know, Michigan has, a Michigan man. Wisconsin, you know, Barry Alvarez wasn't a Wisconsin guy, but he became a Wisconsin guy. He developed the program and turned it into what it is today, the foundation of it. And he kind of became an adopted son here. Brett, I don't ever think, got to that level. And I think a lot of people were irritated with Brett for a long time and still are with play calling, with decisions he's made, with the way he's reacted to the media and the public at times. So it's going to be interesting to see what the reaction is from them. It'll be interesting to see what happens on January 1st. Who's going to coach Wisconsin? Who is it going to be one of those situations where they're going to rally around the interim head coach, whoever it is? Is Bielema going to coach the game? A lot of questions here that need to be answered, and it's going to make for a lot of interesting conversations here over the next 72 hours.
Wargo, last one for you. Will we learn a lot about where Wisconsin is in the national landscape as a program by who they're able to hire, if it's obviously, you know, not one of the obvious choices?
Paul Chris, your phone is ringing. Paul Chris, line one.
I guess I'm avoiding Chris and I'm avoiding, you know, Barry. But if it's outside of that, if it's, you know, I mean, if they can get a guy from another program that has been successful to come in, or if they got to go the coordinator or mid-major route, I think that says a lot about, you know, the view of Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, Barry Alvarez promoted a coordinator who had never been a head coach, and that turned out pretty well to a degree. So it's hard to say. It's really hard for me to wrap my mind around this because, you know, I thought Bielma, like you, was going to be a lifer. I personally don't have an opinion on him being gone. I certainly, you know, understand the move. I'm shocked by the move. I think that Wisconsin can make a big splash, get a big coach in here. I also see them going with a coordinator route, someone on the staff currently, like a Chris Ash, who certainly has cut his teeth for a number of years and might be ready for that opportunity. It's going to be, like I said, the next 72 hours are going to be very, very entertaining. It's going to be interesting to see. I believe I read or heard that Brett's going to be announced tomorrow in Fayetteville. So I'd be real interested to see what he says to the Arkansas media. And then if he ever meets with us again, the Wisconsin media, interested to say what he has to say to us as well.